Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Roger Bootle's The AI Economy. Sophie, you read this too, right?
I did, and honestly, it's the first book about AI that didn't make me want to hide under a blanket. Bootle is an economist, so he cuts through all the sci-fi doom and talks about what AI really means for our jobs and our money.
That's exactly what I needed. I'm tired of hearing either we're all going to be jobless or we'll all be sipping margaritas on a beach. What's his actual take?
His big idea is that AI is just the latest chapter in a very old story. Think about the Luddites smashing looms in the 1800s or people panicking about ATMs. New tech always scares us, but we always adapt.
So he's saying the sky isn't falling? That's refreshing, but he doesn't ignore the downsides, right?
Not at all. He talks about creative destruction. It's a term from economist Joseph Schumpeter. AI will destroy jobs, sure, but it'll also create new ones and make the whole economy bigger.
Okay, but what does AI actually do? You must get into the mechanics a bit.
He does.
He says AI is basically a dramatic drop in the cost of prediction. When a machine can forecast demand or diagnose a disease, it replaces a lot of expensive human guesswork.
So we'll just have cheap predictions everywhere? Like my fridge ordering milk before I run out?
Exactly.
And traffic lights that reroute in real time, and doctors who predict your heart attack years ahead. That's the promise.
But what about my job? I'm a talker, not a data cruncher. Am I safe?
Here's the key. AI won't replace whole jobs. It'll replace tasks. Every job is a bundle of tasks. A radiologist reads scans, but they also talk to patients and manage their practice.
So the scan reading part is toast, but the patient chatting part is safe?
Right.
The radiologist gets augmented, not replaced. Their job shifts toward the human stuff, empathy, communication, and judgment. Bootle calls this the unbundling of jobs.
So the jobs that survive are the ones that need emotional intelligence?
Exactly. He says the premium shifts from IQ to EQ, nurses, plumbers, therapists, and managers. Jobs that need social finesse and physical adaptability are the hardest to automate.
That's actually comforting. But what about the people who get left behind? The truck drivers, the call center folks?
Bootle doesn't sugarcoat it. He says the transition will be painful and governments need to step up with education and retraining. We need lifelong learning, not just a degree at 20.
And then there's the big one, money. If AI does all the work, who gets the cash?
He talks a lot about inequality and even floats universal basic income. But he's not a pure fanboy. He worries about inflation and the social vibe of paying people to do nothing.
So what's his plan? Just tax the robots?
He actually suggests a robot tax to slow things down and fund retraining. Plus, tax capital and land more. The goal is to share the gains, maybe with a shorter work week and more time for family.
That sounds nice, but is it realistic? I mean, we're already seeing inflation and all that.
He also predicts a period of deflation because AI makes everything cheaper to produce. That's a whole new challenge for central banks.
And for big companies, it's winner take most, right? Like the big tech giants just get bigger.
Exactly.
He warns about monopoly power and says we need stronger antitrust laws for the digital age.
And globally, not everyone's in the same boat. He says countries that rely on cheap labor are in trouble.
Right.
If a robot can do the same work for less, the advantage of low wages disappears. That could bring manufacturing back to rich countries, which would shake up global trade.
So it's a race against the machine, but on a national level too. That's intense.
But Bootle's core message is hopeful. He says the future isn't written. It's the choices we make that matter. We need a new social contract, investing in people and making sure the gains aren't hoarded.
I love that. He's not anti-tech. He's just pro-human.
And he ends with a philosophical question. If machines do our thinking, what's left for us? His answer is the stuff that makes life worth living. Creativity, love, art, and meaning.
The gift of time. That's what it boils down to, isn't it? The chance to be more human, not less.
And that's the takeaway for me. AI isn't the end of work. It's the end of drudgery. We just have to be smart about it.
Yeah, for me, it's the reminder that our human qualities are our superpower. The machines can crunch numbers, but they can't hold a hand or tell a joke.
Totally. And hey, if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can check it out at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, yeah, the AI economy is coming, but it's not something that happens to us. It's something we build. And that's a comforting thought. We'll see you in the next one.